Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:47 on a happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
You see what happened to Joe West yesterday?
No.
Cowboy Joe?
I didn't see it.
Bo Bichette. It was the he had the dish for the Blue Jays and Nats game. Bo Bichette's backswing or follow-through cracked him on the side of the head and bloodied the left side of Joe West's face.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, you know, no, that's no good.
It was kind of wasn't gross, but it was kind of,
There are, speaking of which, and we'll get to the Cindy or Twitter question here in just a moment. I hate to be that guy, but God, the umpiring behind the plate has been uneven.
Why is it so bad this year?
I don't know. Are we
noticeable.
Paying attention
no,
in a
no,
different
no.
way?
No. We watch it the same way, but I'm with you.
Oh, my God, it's been
not
bad.
It's not very good.
It's been so inconsistent.
And that guy last night that had the dish in the Royals game, Jamer Candelario in the first inning or his first at bat or whenever it was, did not see a strike, and he went down on three pitches. I was stunned that he didn't get tossed. Actually, maybe the last pitch that was strike three was a strike. But, man, I agree.
Yeah,
and
they're
I don't
not
know
making a great argument for not going to the
robot strike zone.
Yeah, the robots. God, it's just it's like there's not a game that and I've watched a lot of games in the last week and change. I'm telling you, there's not a game that doesn't go by that I'm like, come on, you got to be kidding me. Uh-huh. Stop.
Yeah.
Egregious misses.
And I don't know if they've been instructed by whoever the head of umpires is to call more strikes or. I mean, is that what you're seeing? Strikes being called that aren't strikes, or
yes?
Okay. Yeah.
Especially strikes up in the zone. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of guys expand the zone up high. Who was it in a game yesterday? And really took exception to a called third strike on a pitch that was probably. I'm not going to say chin high, but it wasn't much off of it. Now, dead over the plate, but really up.
Yeah.
And, in fact, who was – and I should know this. And whoever was pitching, walking off, was actually chuckling.
Laughing, yeah.
And I don't think he was chuckling at anything other than how the hell was that a strike.
Right, I get that call, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. It is noticeable. A couple more news and notes. Baltimore ought to just forfeit when they play the Yankees.
Yes.
Yankees have won 18 straight over Baltimore, including 17 in a row at Camden Yards. Former Missouri State great Luke Voit hit a grand slam in the first inning last night, 8-6. 18 in a row over Baltimore and 17 in a row in their yard. And apparently it's not just the Royals because Shane Bieber did it again. He struck out 13 more last night in 8 innings against Minnesota. Most strikeouts in the first two appearances of a season since 1893, Shane Bieber and Carl Spooner with 27.
Damn.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a hell of a nugget right there.
One more than Curt Schilling 18 years ago. Two more than Vince Velasquez 4 years ago. And also two more than our own Nolan Ryan back in 1978. Nobody struck out more guys in the first two appearances of a season than Shane Bieber and Carl Spooner back in 1954.
Wow.
So.
And a boy, Shane Bieber.
Yeah, and I guess we can take some Royals fans maybe can take some solace into punching out 14 times opening night because he practically did it again. Yeah. Okay, Twitter question moving on now. It has to do with the Marlins. The Marlins have 19 COVID-19 positives now. What's your call on their season? Cindio HRO brings it to us at KFH Radio is the Twitter handle. They won't finish. They'll get their 60 in. They'll play 55 or so. They're still in Major League Baseball? Well, what do you think? They won't
I'm
going
to go with the 55.
They'll
I'm
play
go
55,
with the 55
or so?
It's somewhere in that. I think everyone is going to be affected at some shape or fashion. I don't think everybody's going to work. Well, we know that not everybody's going to get the full 60 in.
You don't think so?
I don't think.
You think that's a fait accompli?
I think that there will be teams that get their full 60 in. Yes, I think.
Right, but not everybody?
But I think not everybody. No.
That's kind of a bold statement. I have to write that down.
Do you think everyone will get their full 60 in? How many games are the Marlins going to be behind after this week?
They're behind a bunch, and they would be the team that I would say have the best chance to not get their 60 in. When will that be determined, though? Because I feel like starting next week, they'll scramble. You know, they'll do everything they can, assuming they get some healthy players in there, and here and there we'll work in some doubleheaders. But as you and I talked about yesterday, it's going to rain. We got to worry about rain sooner or later. I mean, Cleveland already had a doubleheader because of rain right after the Royals left. So at what point, like how many games in and how bad do the Marlins have to be, assuming they are bad, I'm just assuming a lot here, to where we don't just scramble our butt off to try to make sure the Marlins get their 60 in? Like, when do we kind of admit defeat and, they're going to be a little short, but let's play out the string because they're playing 4-12 baseball. You know what I mean? Are they going to just wave the white flag?
Know. But at some point, get the damn taxi squad on the field and start playing games.
Right.
Let's go.
Right. That's what they're for. I still don't understand that.
I'm sorry that this is the situation that you've gotten yourselves into, but that shouldn't be slowing down the rest of Major League Baseball and especially teams that have done it right. Ugh.
Yeah. So 48.7% think that they won't even finish. 29% say they'll play 55 or so. So 29% agree with you.
Okay.
13.7% said they're still in Major League Baseball. And 8.5% say now they'll get their 60 in. So.
Shane, I'm pissed at the Marlins. I don't like Rob Manfred right now because I thought he was uneven with suspensions. But I get it. So there's a couple of things that have irritated me, but by and large, having baseball back has been nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Nirvana. There's not a day that has gone by that I haven't seen at least one game. There's most days where I'm dipping into two or three, and it has been very enjoyable. And I'm glad to have it back. Really am. So,
I can only have basketball back. I can only assume that you're getting used to the no fans, and it's not a big deal.
I was wondering how long it was going to take me, and I have the answer, about a week.
Okay.
I'm all good with it now. Now it's like, don't care. Let's go. Give me the matchups and let's play baseball. It's It's all good.
All right. He mentioned it. Basketball is back. So we'll talk about the two games that were played last night. Bryson DeChambeau had a fire ant issue that he did not get relief from in yesterday's first round of the St. Jude FedEx Classic or whatever it's called. That was kind of funny. And got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about in the second hour, including the SEC schedule has been explored and floated out there when it comes to football this fall. Still a lot to get to, and we'll take your calls if you want. 869-1240. That's What's on Tap, courtesy of Side Pockets. Hour one in the books. It's Shane, and it's Bruce and Jad, and this is KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.